up. Pirkei Avos, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Vav. Let's go. Af hu ra'a gulgolet echad. He also saw, like a skull. Shitzafa.
Skull?
A skull.
Does that mean someone who's back from the...
No, that's Gilgul. Gilgul. It's the same thing. It means literally round. A Gilgul is something that a person is in a Gilgul. He goes round.
Right.
He comes back into the world. It's a cycle. Gilgolet is a skull. Because it's also round. Your head's round.
Okay.
Achat. Shetzafa al pnei amayim. That floated on the waters. On the surfaces of the waters. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, if we were to see that, what would we think? Poor guy, he was Nifta, right?
Yeah,
right.
Drowned.
Okay, Hillel thought something different. He made it to Torah teaching.
Okay.
Amala, he said to it.
He said to the skull?
Yeah.
Why is the skull feminine?
Gulgolet is feminine.
Okay.
Al datafet atafuch. That you... literally molested or caused damage to other people, atafuch, you'll also be damaged. Ufsof metayafayich, and the end, those people who killed you, yetufun, they will also be killed. I don't know if he saw this in Ruach HaKodesh, that this was the case, or... He took this as a marshal. He said, basically, because a person doesn't normally die in a river.
Right.
That means he was killed.
Right.
Right? And that which you... And so if you were killed, that means the Kodesh Baruch Hu does din. That means you deserved it to be killed in this way. That means you probably did this to other people.
Wow.
Who's the type of person who kills people and throws them in the city, in the river? List him. Robbers.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that which you did to others has been done, was done to you, and the person who did to you, he himself will happen to him.
Wow.
Either this is Hillel who you say is Midas HaChesed, is showing a lot of din here, right?
Right. Weird.
Right.
He's the one that was holding the horse, running with the horse, right?
Right. In front of the Yani. Okay. So let's see what this means. Oh yeah. Afu, even he, let's see the radio. Afu ra'a gulgolet echad shetzafa al pnei hamayim va'amala, and he said to it, al da'atafet ha'tafuch v'sof v'tayefayech yitufun. Yeah? That's what we translated just now. Ratzaloma comes to teach us, al shaharagta, that which you killed, v'garamta la'atzif gulgolet, and you caused to, la'atzif means to float, this skull of Hanerag.
Murder?
Yeah. You murdered someone and you caused this to happen to them, right? Haraguch, they killed you. He saw a skull, right? And he said, there can't be any din, right? There's no din without dying. That means if this skull...
But why don't you open this up? It's so hot.
He saw this skull, and he said, there's no din without dying. That means this skull, right?
Yeah.
If it's going to die, if it's Everyone. There, if it's what's it called? If it's...
It's there floating.
That means there must be... HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din. That means you must have caused some other skull to float.
Not necessarily.
I'm telling you what Hillel said.
Sir Bahala.
I don't know. Then he would be buried properly.
Right.
We don't know. Kanye, there's a bit of Ruach HaKodesh, but he's maybe taking it as a marshal. I don't know. But Hillel, this is what Hillel said. He said, he's seeing this Midas Adin took place here. It's not normal for a person's skull to be floating around. A person's Zohar to be to Kvura. Kvura is an important thing.
Okay.
It's very bad news if a person's not Zohar to be buried.
Why?
Because burial is an important thing. Because there's resurrection of the dead. You know, if you're not buried, it's isurim to the mace. There's not a proper separation.
Right.
When person's buried, then there's a proper separation of the soul to the goof from the goof. Unless there's burial and there's a rikavon of the goof, you know, it's not, you know, if it's wandering around the pieces, it's like...
not pain.
Yeah, there's a pain to the dead.
Okay.
But I don't know these things so well. But anyway, so then it goes on to say, Haraguch, those that killed you, and therefore they killed you, Vitzifu Gulgalatech. Therefore you were killed and was made float your skull, i.e. what you did was done to you.
Okay.
V'shelo kedin asu. And if they did shelo kedin, i.e. what you did isn't because you did this to others. And it's as if dam naki shafchu, they killed an innocent person. Vehu hadava alehem. And this next bit is what's going to be speaking about them. Ki ein bedin laharog harotzeach. There's no din to kill someone who's kills. Ach beistin, only beistin al pi haTorah, according to the Torah. V'kol hahorgo chayev misa. And anyone who kills someone not al pi beistin is chayev misa. His blood isn't given over to you. Shel horeg, of the person who was killed, lahorgo, to kill his murderer. Umipnei kach l'sof, in the end, matzifayich, the people who caused your death, caused your skull to float, literally, yet sifum, they themselves, their skulls will float. Acherim, other people, ya'asu lehem, will do to them, ka'asher asu la'achichem, what they did to their brothers, I to you. Ki al-kein, therefore, nieh hadavah azeh, this happened, shekulam hayu chayavim, everyone was obligated, megalgulim chiyuv ayadeh chayav, and we cause an obligation of that to happen through someone who's chayev. Like, you know, there's a Rashi in Chumash, that a person was walking up a ladder, right, and he dropped something and killed someone. So Rashi explains in Chumash, that's a Gemara, that really the person he killed was a person who killed Bamezid without aidim, purposely without witnesses, and the person who was on the ladder, he also killed Bashogeg, but in a way that he wasn't obligated to go to Ir HaMiklat, and now we found him that he went to Ir HaMiklat. In a way, they went to Ir HaMiklat. You understand that he ran away to those cities that of the Levim that he had to run for and be in Golus. You understand?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the Mishnah. I'm not getting
the Shalom.
Now that's how the Mishnah goes. Al datfech atfuch. That which you killed, because you killed, you will be killed.
Okay.
But and if you weren't the one who was killed because of killing, you're an innocent guy. Sof matayefayach yitufun. Those people who killed you, they will be killed in the same way.
That's different.
Why says the Lashon Ra'a? Afu Ra'a. Ria, there's two forms of Ria.
Of sight?
Yes, two forms of Ria.
Okay.
There's the Ria of Ayin Tova, and there's the Ria of Ayin Ara. There's a Ria of Din, and there's a Ria of Chesed. There's a Ria of outside oneself, and there's a Ria of bringing into oneself. The Hakadmonim explain of a Ria which draws into one. There's a Ria which draws in. When you see food and you desire it, that draws into you. When you see things that you want, right, and there's a desire for them, that's drawing into you. The Ria itself has a hashpa on you, has an influence on you. It's not that Ria is a passive thing that makes you desire, and it actually draws you towards that thing. Right?
Yes.
There's a shi'iva. The Lashon Chazal is a shi'iva. There's a drawing in. That's why they say, Lo tatur acharei levavchem acharei nechem. The Kabbalists speak about the gam of man, the what's called the broken vessels of man, occurred with the ria of man, the seeing of man. And those broken vessels, I'm explaining something, occurred because of man's drawing into himself things that he shouldn't have drawn in. It's a ria, and it's brought down in Sfarim, that the ria, if your ria is mistovev, your ria is going around, it's looking around for things, and it's drawing into it. That's a ria of shvira, that's a ria of man in his animal form, a man in his broken form.
It's a bit more focused?
Yeah. The Ria, there's a Ria of Enei Chachamim. The Ria of the wise. That's a different Ria. That's a Ria of vision. A Ria of Chazon. That's a Ria of vision. That's a Ria of seeing the good in a person, in seeing the vision this person can make in his life, where this person can get to. That's a Ria of giving, a Ria of encouraging, a Ria of bringing a person to a higher level. That's a different Ria. That's a Ria of vision, of hindsight, of Roe et Anola, seeing what will be born. Yeah? That's a Ria of Ayin Tova. That's a different Ria. That's Enei Chachamim. That's the Ria of the wise. And that's a Tikkun. That's a fixing of man. Everyone has both those Rias. The more you have one over the other, the more you're fixed. The more you have the other, the more you're broken. So here, when he's saying Ra Gulgolot Techat, right?
Yes.
That's a deeper Ria. That's a person sees a guy died, right? But there's a depth to the Ria of a Chacham. Also, Ria can also be Din. Ria, because it has this aspect, is that it can be a Din. Ria can be very, that doesn't mean it means an Ayin Ra. It can be an Ayin Ra if it's a drawn in. Din can be something to draw into you. But Din can be to see the emes in the world. See the strict emes in the world, the strict reality of the world. A wise man who sees outside himself, he doesn't try to draw into himself, can see the real reality of the world. So Hillel sees the real reality of the world, and it's matim for Hillel, being midas chesed, to have the proper Ria. Ria doesn't, din doesn't mean that's your midah. You can act alpi din, but that doesn't mean it's your midah. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. It's an important thing to know. The world comes to din. It's ultimately going to lead to din.
Okay.
There's a level, a person does an Avera, Kodesh Baruch Hu will wait for him. There'll be a period of time of Rachamim that he'll wait for him to do tshuva or to fix himself. But ultimately, boom, he'll get it. There's no such thing as no din in the world. According to Gemara says, a person says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a veteran, who like gives in, like, you know, it's mevatzeh. Yevatru lo chayav. He'll like give up on his life as well. There's din in the world. Ultimately, everything a person does, there's din and dayan. That's the mitzias of the world. That's the underlying mitzias of the world. Mishnah Zayin. Hu hayomer. Marbe basa. Increasing flesh. Marbe rima. Increases worms. We'll see what this means. I don't know yet what it means. Marbe nechasim, increasing wealth. Marbe daga, increases your worries. Marbe nashim, increasing women, whatever that means. Marbe kshafim, increases witchcraft. We have to understand what this means. Marbe shvachot, increasing maid servants, female maid servants. Marbe zima, increases. Zima is
lesser relations.
Yeah. Marbe avadim, increasing male servants. Marbe gezel, increasing the ability of stealing in the world or in your household. Marbe Torah, increase Torah. Marbe chayim, increasing life. Marbe yeshiva, especially Mochon Shlomo, right? Marbe chochma, increasing wisdom. Marbe eitza, increasing, asking people about situations. Marbe tfuna, you increase your understanding. Marbe tzedaka, increasing your tzedaka, the charity that you give. Marbe shalom, increasing shalom in the world. Tana shem tov, you buy yourself a good name. Kana la'atzma, that's something you buy for yourself. There's not many things you can buy for yourself.
Understand.
If you buy a good name.
What do you buy? You don't buy
your name. Yeah, okay, well, you acquire it.
Okay.
You have one. But it's something you through your work, kind of adds. It's something you acquire for yourself. That's something you get for yourself.
Right, got it.
Yeah, there's not
it's
many things.
You get.
Yeah, there's not many things you can get for yourself.
Yeah, no one's gonna buy that for you.
Kane lo divrei Torah, if you work for yourself, Torah. Kane lo chayalam ba. You love this. Huh?
You love this one.
Well, it's better than Ma Ben Achasim. Or Nashim or Basa, right? Yeah. I mean, that's obviously what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. It's saying those things which are outside of you aren't really your real kinyonim, aren't the things which make you, aren't things which you gain in of yourself. Those things which are pnimi to you, which are inner and pnimi to you, are your real kinyonim. So why waste your time on those things which, unfortunately, the Western world... I mean, let's think about it. Who was a successful man in the Western world? He had a nice house, many maid servants, many male servants, nice cars, right? He could, even if he wasn't a religious Jew, I mean, he'd have many women, right? I mean, basically, he'd have lots of meat to eat. He'd have a lot of physicality in his wife. He's basically the first section of this Mishnah. And what is his life filled with? Rima, Daga, Kshafim, Zima, and Gezel. That's what he filled his life with. Whereas someone who doesn't have those things doesn't go that way. He might have a small house. He might not have a lot of meat. He might not have, you know, all these other things. But he might have Torah, say his life. He might have yeshiva, sitting with wise people, say his chokhmah. He might have questioning people how to live their lives. So he'll have tvuna, he'll have understanding to give to other people. And usually people who are poor give more tzedakah proportionately than people who aren't. He's Ma'av B'Shalom. And through these things he'll buy for himself real good name. He won't have a good name because it's associated with the amount of money he has in his bank account. That you like him so long as he's giving you money. And if he's not giving you money, he's not important to you. He'd be liked for who he is, not for what he has. And if you buy yourself these things, which are pnimi, and you're buying yourself divrei Torah, you're buying yourself the world to come. It's a very serious mission, this one. It's a very, very dynamic contrast of Western life and Jewish life. It's sad. Because there's many people who live lives like this. And they think they're having a great life. And we think they're having a great life. They're not. They're not. Okay, let's read. Rabbeinu Yonah. Hu haya omer. Ma bebasa, ma berima. Increase basa, let's see what this means. Ma berima. Hadam choshev. A person thinks. Ki al yedei hata'anug vaha'idun. I.e. physical pleasures. Right? Ve'idun means like... La'adenet basa means like if you go to a jacuzzi, right? Once I was in Miami, right? You have a tennis court at every place, a jacuzzi. What else the other thing you have? Golf court. What was the other thing? Jacuzzi, tennis court, and swimming pool, right? I didn't go to any of them. I didn't have the time for it, but okay. But you know, they tell me a jacuzzi. I didn't really understand what's so fun about a jacuzzi. Probably it's probably like a hot mikvah. I don't know. Yeah, okay. So it's probably fun, but yeah, like. Who needs it? If you're living for tanug and idun.
What's idun?
Idun means like you feel good in the jacuzzi, the hot mikveh, right? I do the hot mikveh.
What's the difference between tanug and idun?
Tanug is like it's a neg, like onik Shabbos. You have a nice cake, nice cholam.
Yes, what's the difference?
Idun is more delicate. It's more refined. It's more
idun
like
is?
Idun, yeah. La'adenet basa means to like to make it soft. Means like it's more refined sort of pleasure. More like peaceful pleasure.
Okay.
You know that you sip that really tasty wine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it will also be an oneg, but it's a different, it's like a more refined level.
Got it. You know. It's not like just some fish.
So a person thinks Adam Choshev, this is what people think, when he increases his ta'anugim and his idunim, Chaim Yosef, he's living. Right. He's increasing his life. He's increasing, having a good time, having fun, having a great life. Go to the bar. Do all these things, right? Mm-hmm. Great. Living. Alive. Oh no. Ma bebasa, ma berima. Ki yanhigatzmo al pi hateva. He's behaving and accustoming himself according to the teva, the normal and natural way that a person is created to go after these things, because he has a goof. And the goof wants to go after these things. That's normal. If you leave yourself alone, you don't work on yourself, naturally these are the things you have a desire for, and you'll feel chius. Your goof will feel chius from them. You ever saw a cow? When we went on Shabbos or something, there was I went to a place and I saw a cow, how they eat. I never saw cows how they eat. You ever saw a cow eat? You put the hay or whatever in front of it, and it jumps on it. It like goes for it.
It wants it.
Yeah, it's like, it feels as whole, you see, it feels alive. Just eating, it feels alive. Or a dog, you give a dog, right? It's meal. It's wagging its tail, it's like, it's alive.
The same with us and Ricky's cake.
Okay, all right.
That's
yeah.
Honest.
Yeah, okay. That's
my dogs are deeper than that.
Dogs are dogs. There's a concept like this. What's the concept? The concept of Chamor Osho Pinchas Ben Yair. He had a donkey. And the donkey used to eat Mina Ma'usa, things which were taken Truma and Mitzvahs from. Right?
Holy donkey.
Holy donkey, right. So what's the pshat? Pshat is, if a person is on such a level, right, then those things around him will be on that level as well. Yeah. Like Mr. Sharam says, right, a person is mitakin himself, mitakin the kol olam imo. Adam, originally when he was chote, and he yarad the kol olam kulo yarad imo. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Was that true?
Yeah. What do you mean is that true?
Why? I mean, I understand what the animal.
The Yiras Adoris. When the Yiras Adoris, the world became more physical. Man became more physical.
I feel that.
Does that, 20 years ago, or 40, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, right? There wasn't what there is today.
Right.
There wasn't so much promiscuity, there wasn't so much physicality. I remember every day, you know, nowadays a kid, we'll go buy ice cream every day, we'll go eat, well, you know, you're eating all the time. Do you know what we're doing? How much eating we're doing the whole day? We're non-stop, have something in our mouths.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah. No, but it is. Oh, there's so much easy pleasures around. Internet. You can see any movie. You can see anything you want. You can just Google in.
It's not even fair. We don't even have a chance now.
Huh?
You don't even have a chance.
And it's in the air. It's spoken about the generation which we have a mic. The ability to do an Avera is so easy nowadays. You can be alone in a room and you internet something. It's easy to do Averas. You don't have to go out of your way to do Averas nowadays.
No, it's you to go out of your way to not do Averas.
Yeah, so that's why this generation, those who don't do Averas, are a very tough generation. You have to work against the stream. It's not easy. And those who work will be rewarded accordingly.
It's like salmon spawning.
Yeah, it's like you're walking against the stream.
Yeah, you ever see salmon spawn?
No.
The salmon are a bizarre type of fish. Once a year, they go back to lay eggs exactly in the same place where they were born.
Why?
I don't know. The exact same place, mamash, in the river, and it's far away. So the only way to do it is to go upstream. So you see it, hundreds of thousands of millions of salmon upstream, they fight the stream, and there's just a strong fish that could do it. What? Seems weird, but they all do it. I mean, if they don't make it, they die. But they know exactly where they were born, and they fight upstream to get there. As you can see, it's amazing.
Why, is it safe there? Maybe it's safe there. Maybe other fish can't go there.
Could be that too.
It could be. No, it could be. Look, fish when they're born are subject to other fish eating them. If you lay eggs in a place where every single fish can go, So your fish eggs aren't protected.
Correct.
If you lay eggs upstream where no fish can go or weak fish can't go, so first of all, evolutionary it's very good because one, the fish that make it are the stronger fish. That means the stronger fish are laying eggs. That means every year only the stronger fish lay eggs. That means the eggs come from stronger fish. That means every year you have only eggs from the strongest fish. The ain shilton biyomemavis. What do you mean ain shilton biyomemavis? Lo leeza, velo lehoil. Yelo habasahu. And there's not dominion in the day of death. What does it mean? Not to help him, not to be a help for him, and not to benefit him. He will have that meat. Ki leveshet vegam lerima. Ah, leboshet vegam lerima. That meat that he acquired through his desires will be for him as an embarrassment and also for the worms to eat. Basically...
You mean the worms will eat him?
Yeah. Basically, all those desires that you use for yourself, you go after in this world... It's going to be...
It'll be an embarrassment and worms will eat.
Yeah, it'll be painful. Gemara says that a mace does feel pain. He feels the pain of the worms. He feels the pain. Even though it's dead, it feels these pains.
Oh.
There's a Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says the only desires... This is not for us. This is for like 50-year Mohan Shlomo students, right? I don't know. I'll say. Everyone has own dagger. But it says if a person eats something... and benefits it from it. Shelo b'shas mitzvah. Forget, it's speaking about reshus. So, he gets affected in the time of death.
So,
the rima.
So the chicken fingers are bad for me.
Huh?
You're saying the chicken fingers are bad?
I told you it's not on our level. We have to live, your person has to live on his level. There's something you have to know about, something you should live with. You understand? You can't jump levels. There are things people should know about. Like, why should we know about these things? Because, you know, sometimes we do things which are extenuous in terms of our needs. We might eat much more than we really do need to eat. We might indulge much more than we really do need to indulge, right? So, it's good to know these things so that on our level, with our limits... We keep away from certain, you know, extension of physicalities. You like Ricky's cake? Good. Enjoy Ricky's cake. It doesn't mean you have to go out every day and buy yourself a big, you know, whopping big ice cream or cream cake, right? You don't do that. Even if you have the money for it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? We don't want to indulge in physicality. We want to, if we have needs, let's explain what these means. A need means as follows. A kosher need. A boy, whatever, the man, he likes pizza. He can get kosher pizza, right? He's allowed to have kosher pizza. He likes pizza. He's not missing shear. He's not being mevatel Torah. He's not doing anything wrong. He likes pizza. He can have pizza. That's a need. He's allowed to have it. When a need becomes an uncontrolled need, that he chas v'sholem might do an avera, he might buy it with not such a good heksher, or he might eat it in a way, like in the street, that it's not, you know, it's not matim for a person to eat a pizza in the middle of the street and like gobble it down. Or if he does things where he's missing a shear to get whatever, right?
He starts to say, besides, I'm not going to wash on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to wash on it, whatever. All sorts of tirutzim, right? Yeah? Then, that's not a need. That's a desire. That's not good. That's a type, that's a desire. You understand?
Yeah.
Needs are okay, desires are something you should keep away from. You understand the difference? In one word, things you have control over,
yeah.
Desires you have control over, usually they're okay, that's a need. Desires you don't have control over, those are things you have to work on. That's a general rule. Now it says, Ma ben
Real quick, real quick. The worms that eat you, your body, what's going on there?
What's going on?
What's so you're saying it's tzaddik, the worms don't eat?
If he wasn't nene from the physical world, Shelo b'makom mitzvah? No.
But the body's in the dirt.
Disintegrates, but maybe not. I don't know. It won't be painful for him.
Okay.
Ma b'nechasim, ma b'daga. If a person increases his wealth, he increases his worries.
That's interesting.
Al yachshov.
There's got to be a line that's like.
Okay, we'll find it. It says ma b'nechasim. Doesn't mean you have wealth in a useful form.
Well,
it means you have an abundance of wealth.
And you just want more.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should know, like, someone told me this. Like, here you have to understand it. There was a Reichman, I think, I heard this story about Reichman. So he's a very, very big donor for Yeshiva Worlds, right?
Okay.
And someone met someone in his house, and he has all these televisions, you know, because he has all sorts of money and BP and this and whatever, right? So he saw him right, running around from television to television, because, like, if it goes, one goes up, it could be $1 million he's losing.
You know? He's like trading.
He's trading, right? So he's like
in his own home.
Yeah, I don't know why is it doing work. I don't know. Look, that's what he told us. He has all these televisions. He's like running around from this place to place. Maybe it was an extenuation, but. Basically, when these people are working and have so much money, a little fluctuation in the market can be $1 million. Can be, I don't know, lots of money. Yeah. Right. So he has to know all the time the fluctuations. He can't just take his mind off it. He has to be on board. Right. Understand? That's a lot of daga. He can't have a coffee break. Right? Or if he has a coffee break, he has to have someone to replace him. Now, and that's a person who's using his wealth for good things. He's using his wealth to give tzedakah and everything. Wealth is a hard thing to have. Okay. Ma b'nechasim, ma b'daga. Al yachshov ki al oshro, because of his riches, v'rov nechasov, and the majority of his wealth, yivaleh, yimotav betov, he will like waste away his days with goodness, ushnotav, and his years b'ni'imim. Don't think. You think when you see a person who has lots of wealth, you think, ah, oh, that guy is having an easy life. He'll go and relax in the Caribbean or in Hawaii and sip his whatever, his fruit juice, right?
What's b'ni'imim?
B'ni'imim, with pleasantness. Na'im.
You say the Havamina is that.
The Havamina is real. When you see a guy who has a lot of wealth, I can go yachting.
It's so enjoyable.
Yeah, so enjoyable. So I met some of these guys, right? Their lives aren't so enjoyable. No, it's also enjoyable. They're every morning at work, 6, 7 o'clock. Every morning. They can't miss because they have to be with the stock exchange when it opens. And they have to know what's happening. Because they have lots of stocks there and have to know what's happening. And look, they're not going to trust a guy who they employ because it's their money. So they want to be on board. So, and some of them enjoy it. Some of them actually like the action and the people visiting them and asking for loans and helping them out and trading and doing things. There's a lot of, you know, yeah, it's a lot of excitement. But that's living that sort of life. It's a very hard life to live. Yeah. They take holidays. But they can't take that long. And if they work with a partner, so the partner takes time and they take time off, yeah? They're always on board. You have to be on board. You have millions of dollars, right? These people have hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. They can't just leave it. They have to be watching it. It's daga. It's a lot of worry. If they hear that the stock exchange is going to change, when they hear something in the middle of the holiday, when they see there's a change in the stock exchange, they'll fly back. They'll get straight onto their computer. That's a lot of daga. What do I have to worry about? My mind is my bank account. Like, what's going to happen to me? You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's a much greater stress to not be able to put food on the table.
Yeah, there's a difference if you're an Evian. As if a Chazal say.
If you're an Evian?
Yeah, Chazal say. It's not good to be an Ani. It means you're needy of your basic needs. And it's not good to be an Asher. Two things are not good to be.
Extremes,
yeah. Both things aren't good. It's good to be Benoni. You have your basic needs. That's a happy life. You've been like, you don't have to worry about your nechassim. You have the basic things you need. You have a house, you have a car, you have a wife. Look, you can be rich, right? There's rich and rich. There's rich where you have a little bit more and you can give to others and give to tzedakah. That's nice, Rich. You can help out others.
It won't stress you out.
It won't stress you out. You have it, the extra. You're not thinking of an investing, becoming a multi-billionaire or millionaire, whatever. You're not...
You're satisfied.
Yeah, you're satisfied with what you have. And you have a little bit extra. You have what you need for your wife, for your kids. And to give to
tzedakah. Better school, tutors.
Schools, yeah. And to give over to tzedakah. You know, 10%, 20% maybe if you can give over. That's a big thing. But to be like in the billions fraction, or in the hundreds of millions, it's a very hard life to live. You have to, you know, you go through a lot of stress. And there's a lot of, you know, in the Western world, there's a lot of jealousy of other people, and power control thing. It's hard for people. It's not easy life. It's hard to be rich. And maybe you should be giving more tzedakah. Maybe you don't give enough. And you always worry about your kids, because having wealth means your kids are brought up with wealth. You have to know how to balance that. It's very hard to balance. It's very hard. Same with being poor.
You get spoiled.
Being poor. Yeah, being poor is also the same problem. Not having your basic needs can make a person be depressed. If you don't have what to put on the table for your kids, you don't have the basic needs to give them, that's terrible. It causes all sorts of problems. It can cause strong bias problems. It causes all sorts of problems. So the best thing, Chazal know what they're talking about. Chazal say the best thing is to be a Beinoni. Have enough, a little bit of extra to give to other people. To be comfortable. That's a nice place to be. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Okay.
Living the high life. Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak, Jerusalem.
Okay. He's worried about them. Kol Hashana Kula, the whole year. All the time he's worried. This is fluctuating. This is going up. This is going down. What happened with this? What happened with this?
When was Rabbeinu Yonah written?
The time he wrote it, when he was alive.
Do you know when that was?
That was probably.
After the Rambam, right?
No, the time of the Rambam. So it must be in the 1500s. I'm guessing. I don't know exactly dates.
Interesting, because business changed a lot since then.
No, he's not talking. Yeah, but it didn't change that much. You still have a field. It's not raining. The produce is going to go bad. It's the same sort of thing.
You go out to trade.
Yeah, you go out to trade.
You worry about the bandits. And
yeah.
Hide my carriage.
You're going to sell your produce. Is it going to dry on time? Is it not going to dry on time? What sort of projects are you going to get? Are you watering it? Lots of things to think about. Nowadays, it's less of a strain for farmers. But farmers also, it's no longer just one little field. It becomes big business, multinational business, you know. You have hundreds of acres or whatever. I don't know what you have.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not horrifying. A person has to know. It's not horrifying. A person has to know the balance. It's good. You know, like we're saying, in the Western world, people see these people and say, wow, what a great life. It isn't. It isn't such a great life. That's what Rabbeinu says. Don't think that's a great life. It isn't a great life. It's full of worries.
Yeah.
The middle class life is a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a much better life.
They're happier people, actually.
Yeah.
The majority.
Middle class is, what Chazal says, is a better place to be.
So does the psychology.
Okay, yeah. Well, Chazal said it first.
Oh.
Right, okay. Ma be'avadim, ma be'gazel. Person has lots of male servants has lots of stealing. Ma be'shvachot, ma be'zima. Has a lot of female servants, has a lot of illicit relationships. Ma be'nashim, has a lot of women. Ma be'kshofim, has a lot of witchcraft. Shloshet dvarim halalu. Other people do them. Umale alav, and we consider it kilu asa, as if the person who has these people, he did them.
Did what? Did the bad thought?
Yeah, no. It says if you have a lot of servants, you increase stealing. It's if you're the stealer. No. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah said. That's mashma d'loshen. If you have a lot of avadim, you have a lot of stealing. It's associating the stealing with you.
Yeah, right.
Ma b'nashim, ma b'zima. It's associating the zima with you.
Right.
Ma b'nashim, ma b'kshafim. It's associating the witchcraft with you. You understand?
Right.
It's kilu hu asam. That's how it looks like in the text. Ki yigazlu ha'avadim ashelo. The servants which he has will steal. And he'll be punished because of them. He has the ability to prevent them from doing that. Even if he doesn't know about it. mushlach. It's put on him to make sure that his servants don't do these things because they're under his control. Ki kaspo uzavohem. They're his properties. They're his wealth. V'gam ki ashvachot mezanot im acherim. When they do things with other people, hadavar alav. He's responsible for it. Ki ilu hu ba'atzmo mezanech imahem. As if he chas v'sholom did with them.
That's ridiculous.
Ki, well, no, because it's under his reshus. Ki navla ne'esta bebeito. Because the bad thing was done in his house. Gam birbot hanashim. If he has many wives, gorem lehem shita'asen akshafim. You cause them to deal with spiritual things.
What?
Spiritually bad things. But let's see. Laharbot ba'ava. To increase in ahava. I don't know what this means. The zot hasnua taseh, and this person who's hated will taseh pishnaim al tatelibo. He's saying like this: they'll do kshafim in order to increase his love for them, because they'll be fighting over him. He's one, and they're many, right? Uh-huh. And the snua will do twice more in order to cause him to come over to him, to her. Viki asta sarata gamkas. And the anger of the Sarah, the second woman, right? Yeah. He has like two wives, the Sarah, or if he has more than one, each one's a Sarah to the second, right? Vatsavaro yitlu adova, and it'll be his responsibility because he caused the situation. Ki hu avon plili, it's a terrible sin. Shneema mechashefa lo tichaye, shouldn't be allowed to be alive.
Wow.
So basically, they will do things in order to entice him and to bring him over to them. We have to understand, this is more to this Mishnah. We have to understand that later.